Wow, what an honor. I would like to express my deepest gratitude to the indigenous of this land and to the ancients of this land for the honor of being here. It's wonderful. I'd also humbly ask their permission to do this closing ceremony on behalf of all the ancients of Lemuria that I represent. I would like to offer you a prayer. I offer it to you with the love and light of my ancestors. I'm going to do it in Hawaiian and then in English. Eho mai ike ko alo a me ike mana panui. Ike aloha a me ike haoli. Ike malu a me ike laulea. Ike ola a me ike pa'a. Ike ponohana a me ike vaivai. Ua he pono pauoli a pau. E io e, hele mai ia mako, mua ia mako, hope ia mako, ma luna ia mako, a me lalo ia mako, ka apuni ia mako, a me loko ia mako, a me ho'ohana ia mako, ala hele ika malino, nani, a me hemolele, lele vale ika pule ia kalani nui, a mama uanoa. May the presence and the power, the love and the joy, the peace and the happiness, the health and the wholeness, the success and the abundance, all of the infinite good that our most sacred Creator is, go with us, before us, behind us, around and within us, and make smooth, beautiful and perfect our way. May this prayer fly to the highest heavens. At the opening of this ceremony, I did a chant that called upon the gods, the ancestors, the royalty, the elders, the parents, and the multitudes to descend and be with us. And now I will do a chant that will express our gratitude to them as they ascend. So if you could please place your hands on your heart and join me in expressing gratitude to all of them that are here, the holy beings that have joined us. Ma halawe ka lehu lehu, ma halawe na ma kua. Ma halawe na kupuna, ma halawe na li'i, ma halawe na aumakua, ma halawe na kua, ma halawe ye, ma halawe ye, ma halawe ye. With all of the love in my heart, I thank you for what you have given me with the beautiful light that all of you carry. You are magnificent.
So again, what an honour and privilege we are to be here on the Anu land. And we've all been learning in different ways the creation story, the seven sisters. So we'd always like to take a piece home with us. And I want you to really feel that the energy of this place has been imbued into your heart and you will be taking that home with you. Something you might not have been aware of, there was a Seven Sisters Songline project that was done, organised by the National Museum in Canberra. And in 2013, the Ananu women went to the National Museum in Canberra and performed the Seven Sisters Songline Dance down there. So as you can see, this is their website, and it's very easy to find, the sevensisterssongline.com. And they have their performance recorded on there on YouTube that you can watch, and beautiful interviews with the ladies that were involved telling their stories as well. So I really encourage you when you go home to have a look at that and check it out. So forgive me now, I'm going to read a little bit. I'm here to help you connect the dots about the profound energies that are here. I'd like to invite you to close your eyes and feel the energy of the sacred land in which we sit. For the listener, you should know that we are in the red centre of Australia at the world's largest rock monolith known as Uluru. For thousands of years, the Ananu have lived here in complete harmony with Mother Earth. For thousands of years, the Ananu have been the wisdom keepers of this area. For thousands of years, the Ananu have looked up into the night sky and seen the constellation of the stars. Their creation story is that of the Seven Sisters, and for thousands of years, the Seven Sisters song line has been sung upon the width and breadth of the Australian continent. The Ananu culture is still alive and may possibly be the oldest living culture in the world. Cryan has spoken of their lineage and the purity that they carry within their DNA. Cryan has also told us that our spiritual parents are the Pleiadians, and they visited Earth on purpose with sacred design to start what we would call the spiritual seeding of humanity. This involved many events that happened simultaneously. Humanity has evolved in a unique way compared to everything else around us. The Pleiadians came to give us their DNA, which is the DNA of the cosmos. Portions of our DNA have been fused, which has created 23 pairs of chromosome instead of the common 24. At the same time that the Pleiadians seeded humanity, they also created the grids of the planet, including the consciousness of Gaia. As part of the sacred design given to us by the Pleiadians, time capsules were placed within our DNA, Gaia, and the whales and dolphins. These time capsules are all part of a help system that Cryon calls Fast Track to Enlightenment. The premise has always been that these time capsules would only become activated and released if humanity should ever reach a certain vibration. This vibration is a direct measurement of our collective consciousness. In 2012, we passed the marker where humanity was overwhelmingly choosing love and compassion instead of hatred and war. Don't be fooled by the small demographic pockets of humanity that are still stuck in a lower consciousness. They are the minority, but because they are so invested in an old energy, they are doing all they can to hold on to their fear and darkness. But fear and darkness cannot exist in the light. When the Pleiadians came to Earth, they put themselves into a quantum state all over the planet in various areas, but especially within the time capsules of Gaia. These time capsules are represented by 12 major nodes and knolls that work together as a polarized pair. Energy was set in these places so that if humanity should ever make it to a higher consciousness, these places would release information for the individual human being as well as for the whole planet. And there is sacred geometry within these pairs. These 12 time capsules are found on sacred land, creating a push-pull energy for the planet and a system of evolutionary change if activated. The time capsules are sacred, mostly untouched, protected, and they represent the original Pleiadian creation template. Uluru represents one of the 12 sacred sites where the time capsules exist. For over 40,000 years, the Anunnu have carried this lineage within their DNA. Crian has described their DNA as being only one step removed from the Pleiadians, making them seers of the earth in a way that is difficult to describe. They have remained pure due to their remote location and isolation on the planet. The other 11 sites have had populations whose bloodlines have become diluted and dispersed through free choice. These 12 time capsules have been designed to receive the push-pull energy that is being transmitted from the great central source. However, it was only after 4 time capsule pairs were identified, opened and released that these transmissions could be broadcasted to humanity via the grids. During Dr. Todd Overkite's creation choir, Crian identified the 5th time capsule, which has now been activated and joined the others in broadcasting spiritual information to the grids. This time capsule is represented by Uluru, a node, and Mount Logan in Canada, the Knoll. These 5 time capsules are now enhancing the delivery of new tools towards spiritual evolution. I'd like to honour our ancestors, the Pleiadians, who hold the blueprint of life and the creation templates, which they imbued into us and into Gaia. I would like to honour the Anunnu for their knowledge and wisdom and for their role as guardians of this sacred land. And finally, I would like to honour all of you seated here in front of me and listening to my voice for being here now in the years that matter. Together, we're building a bridge to create a new normal, a new earth that is filled with love, compassion, tolerance, integrity, and action to go behind those words. Indeed, we are planting the seeds of peace, one magnificent human being at a time. Thank you.
That was amazing, huh? On the first day, I mentioned that that we went to Mexico to Maya land and learned quite a bit about the wisdom that this civilization has, even nowadays, about cycles over cycles over cycles. Then the next Crian Gaia Global Consciousness Retreat took us to Easter Island, and we learned about the journey of almost destroying themselves. They almost went extinct by fighting with each other. And in their little island, to them, that was the entire world. They knew there were other civilizations somewhere, but being so far away from any other piece of land, that was the world for them. So it's, at a certain level, it's like a microcosmos of the macrocosmos, and they decided to do something. So they found a way to share power and to learn from each other. And it's a beautiful story, and it's true. And now we came here, and we see this incredible ability to be in good balance with nature and with each other, this wisdom that is here. If we take all of that with us, how does that change the way we live every day? And that's the invitation. Choose just one thing, something that will be different for you in the way you act, even in the way you think, or how you interact with other people now that you go back. That's what we would like to offer to everyone who comes and who joins one of these adventures. So thank you, love you all, and see you the next time. Thank you.